hear the all-new Live 95 WRJM-LP Coleman.
And a good Tuesday afternoon, everybody. Hope you enjoyed that last tune. That was from a band that most of us are familiar with, U2, but may not have been familiar with that title. That was called One Tree Hill, something that you'll hear only here on Live 95, Coleman's independent radio station. 4 o'clock straight up and down. That means it's time for Coleman's sports show, Sports Talk Live, brought to you in part by People's Bank. They bring to you the Weir's Moolah program. And now, without any further delay, here are your hosts for Sports Talk Live. It's Jason Spiegel and Roddy Barnes.
Thanks, Jay. Welcome, everyone, back to a Tuesday edition of Sports Talk Live. Got the old partner in crime here, Ronnie Barnes.
Hey, Jason, what's going on, man?
Oh, man, just early in the week, hard to tell.
Trying to make a dollar, aren't you?
Trying to make a dollar, a dime, or something.
Did you have any luck today with that?
Not much.
Oh, well. There's always tomorrow.
Hey, but I tell you, somebody that is not having any trouble making a dime.
No, you're kidding me.
Mr. Roy McIlroy does it for the third straight time.
What about that? Won the...
He tripped us up, didn't he? We knew what he was going to mention.
Yeah, absolutely. He just finished off the last major of the year with winning the PGA Championship. Wow, a remarkable run that cat's on.
Hey, we'll talk about that some more in just a second.
You got it.
Folks, got a lot of stuff coming up. No guests in the studios. We're going to be dependent on callers today.
We need them. We
and
want them.
If Facebook is any indication, Eddie Gwynn, there are some people that has got it laid up for you today.
Oh, they're going to blister Eddie's ears, aren't they?
Now, whether they call or not, I don't know, but from Facebook Sunday,
you know,
on.
The chances are Eddie's going to call.
Oh, yeah. Eddie and Tally.
You know, they're going to call, so at least, hey, I give them credit. They will step up to the plate, and they will stir the pot, and they will agitate.
That's right, and Tally looks like he is in the Everglades or somewhere by the picture that he posted.
Oh, man. No, we got a lot of stuff going on, Jason.
Let's get back to McIlroy. Let's knock him out right to start with. Third straight event, and Ronnie, we figured it up just a few minutes before we went on. Tell everyone... he's not going to be in need of any aid.
He is now off of government assistance in Ireland. I think Northern Ireland's where he's from or something.
What is it he's done in the last 4 weeks?
In the last 4 weeks, he has grossed $4.9 million in a month. 4 weeks.
In 4 weeks.
4 weeks he has grossed $4.9 million, which
that
is
ain't bad moolah.
No, that's hey, reckon we could get him co-sponsor. And
the buzz was gone.
The buzz was gone.
Folks, we got
still
a buzz, and Jay just picked it up, and I thought we went dead.
I did. I did too. I get.
Tape makes the world go round.
I get afraid when Jay starts coming around with a bunch of cords. Oh, anyway, Roy McIlroy, $4.9 million in a month. Let's break that down, Jason. That averages out to about $1.3 million per week.
Per week. I believe he can slide by on that.
Yeah. And then if we really break that down where we can look at it on a daily basis, or somewhere around $185,000 a day.
Wow.
25 years old.
Hey, and you know the thing about it, 99% of the population would be happy to make $185,000 in a year.
Oh, wouldn't we?
And he's doing it in a day.
I'd be happy to make it in 2 years.
So the moral to the story is we discussed earlier.
That's right.
The sport to play
is professional golf. So any parent that's got a kid that has any interest whatsoever in golf, please encourage them. Take them to the driving range. Take them to the putting green or go play a round of golf with them.
And, you know, earlier, I think we were about a week, 2 weeks into it, we had Lane Rice in who was going to Wallace. Understand he shot a 66 at Coleman, and so he's off to a good start. Maybe somewhere after Wallace if he keeps it up and on his way. I'd like to see him on Sunday. He's kin to me, by the way.
That's well, you tell that, but I don't think he does.
No, he won't. He won't.
But hey, that's a great start. Shot a 66, lowest round he shot there at Coleman, and I guarantee you, if he can consistently shoot anything close to that, he'll sign after he's through with Wallace.
Yeah, no doubt about it. And as we talked about, it's the sport to play because of your future.
It is.
It's not something you're going to go out and have a knee messed up or a shoulder messed up. It could happen.
It can happen, and they do get injured. They are injured.
Yeah, the odds are not like football, baseball.
That's right. And here's a case in point. You got people like Vijay Singh. Vijay's 51 years old. You got Kenny Perry. Now, both these guys played this past week in the regular tour, the PGA, but they also play on the Champions Tour. Now, these guys are in their 50s. And they're still competing at a very high level. I don't think you will see a running back in the NFL who is, you know, about 6'2 and weigh about, at that time, about 280.
What would be the average age for retirement for a running back in the NFL?
Well, they come in, say, when they're 22, 25. they're retiring right about the time McElroy's
so
making.
So says Cadillac Williams.
That's right. They're retiring as Roy McElroy has just won $4.9
million. Oh, man. If his dad had a rolling bet on that, rolled it over.
Oh, and the thing about this, Jason, those guys don't have to deal with teammates. They don't have any. I mean, it's just them and their caddy.
Yeah, and if they don't like their caddy,
get rid of them and get another one, you know. So what greater sport to play professionally than golf? I don't think there's one out there that pays anything.
Well, I think the next closest thing, and you would deal with teammates and – would be place kickers.
You're right.
I mean, if I'm not going to golf, I'm going to be a place kicker.
Right. But, you know, with all that being said, the golf industry, and I know this because I was just up at Pro Discount Golf yesterday looking around and talking with JJ, who owns the store, and he said golf as a whole is down, sales are down 25% from the previous
year.
Now,
what is that? What causes that?
Well, I asked him the same thing, and he said a couple of things. You know, if you go to a golf course now, most of those guys you see are like me. You know, for the most part, they're 50s, 60s, or 70s, you know, sometimes even 80, you know, 80s. But you don't see a lot of young guys or young kids getting into it. One reason, number one, it's expensive.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, it's not a poor man's sport.
That's right. It's not a poor man's sport, you know. And it's going, if you're going to take it serious, you know, you're going to have to spend a lot of bucks, you know, on equipment. And then just going to play is not cheap unless, you know, you're cheap and you wait for the twilight rate, which is about 15 bucks right now. But that's part of it. I think it's expense. Maybe, the economy not being good probably plays a part of that. And I asked him, I said, do you think, you know, the fact that Tiger Woods has not played as well and has been, you know, as we're talking about injuries, has been hurt. And he said, well, not really, because most of these young guys, you know, kids now that are just starting to possibly play, they don't even know who that is.
Yeah.
Even though
Tiger has faded fast after his scandal.
Yeah. I mean, he still can be a dominating player, I believe, if he can ever get healthy, because he's still, you know, he's still only 38 years old. So he's got another good 10 years left in him. Will he? I don't think so. I think his reign is over as far as dominance.
If he never strikes another golf ball, he has made his money. I think
he could never
spend something
it.
Today where he is worth a little over $500 million.
$500 million.
The next athlete anywhere close to that, I think, would be Michael Jordan, and I think he's about half that.
Wow, so. It's just unreal, isn't it?
So golf has paid well for Mr.
I'd like to know what that was like. If only for a day.
That'd be all I would need is a day.
That's it. That's right. I could take care of everything I need to take care of in a day's time.
Ronnie's talking about the economy and golf, I ran across something today because I got my Auburn tickets in last week, as you know.
Uh-huh.
And I got to thinking about what it costs the average person to go to a game, say if you're buying the tickets at face value, because Auburn face value ticket, the LSU game, I think it was $90 or $95 this year.
And that's to sit in the worst seat, isn't it?
Yeah, that's just to
that's
get
just
you in
the stadium.
In the stadium, $90, $95 face
per
value
ticket.
Per ticket.
So you're going to take at least two, and if you got kids or whatever, you're going to take three or four.
Right.
So you're going to drop.
You're going
to $300 to $500 just on a ticket.
Just on ticket for a family of four. So I ran the cost of family of four, and I'm not taking a good game. I'm taking a middle-of-the-pack game, $65 face value ticket, family of four.
Well, that is a run-of-the-mill average game.
$260 for tickets.
Yeah.
Each person gets a cold drink, $24. Now, that's Auburn cold drinks.
For four?
Yeah. $6, $7 for a cold drink. you can get a bottled drink for $4 to $5, but you got to have the ice.
Man, you can go to Dollar General and buy a buggy full for that.
If you get four snacks, another $24 of gas to get you there, I'm throwing $30 in. That may be a little light if you're going to Auburn.
Yeah, that's at the end of the world.
A meal threw in there. Parking, $40. You come up one game, $448, and that's middle of the road. If you get up to the $95 wow. seats, you're going to be up in the $700 to $800 range for one game.
Now, I have to, Jason, I have to say, do I want to spend, how much was it again? About $500?
$500, so.
Do I want to spend $500 for one day or one evening to sit and watch a football game with about 90,000 others, and I'm going to be beside a drunk?
Oh, no doubt about it.
And he's going to be out of his gourd drunk. He's going to pour it on me. He's going to cuss like a sailor. And I spent $500 on that. Do I want to do that, or, and I know you have season tickets. I got that.
It depends
that.
On what kind of season it is.
Yeah. Do I want to do that, or do I want to sit in my recliner in my air-conditioned house with my flat-screen TV, which now watching a game on TV is like being at the game.
Oh, yeah.
And I get all the replays, the commentators, and all that kind of stuff.
Which, if you happen to be CBS, nobody wants commentators.
Yeah, isn't that the truth? If it's you're watching CBS, we cringe when CBS is doing games.
Yeah.
You know, but
and then if you want to take it,
sponsored. No, yeah, it's right.
If you want to take it a step further, if you want to do the route that we went and tailgate before the game, you have to have a tent, your tables set up, a TV there, your generator, your satellite equipment, and so forth. So to get you started, just to start in the tailgating business, you're looking at $2,000 to $2,500 to tailgate.
Are you saying they require you to have those things?
No, that's just if you want to go down and tailgate.
That's TV
and
something that you really.
Yeah.
Okay.
Just the basics.
All right, here's a stupid question, and you may do this, so I don't want to be offensive. You said you have a generator for a TV.
I gotta have it.
What's the TV for?
Watch ball games before you go to yours.
Okay.
Hey, if you're going to be down there, you've got to have it, and it's got to be a Honda generator.
Oh, does it?
We're not talking little $500
generator.
That's
because they're quiet?
Yeah, they're quiet. Don't bother everybody around you.
I see.
It's a must-have for television.
So instead of staying, theoretically, to go to the first game of the season, it's going to cost you $2,000 to $2,500 plus the $500. So you're talking $3,000 by the time you step in the stadium for the first game.
Yeah, for the first game. But the rest of them,
it's the price of your tickets.
Stuff, is took care of. So. And that's not every year. Everything we bought last year, we did that.
Yeah, sure, sure.
Yeah, we took a pretty good shot last year.
Home still seems a whole lot, but it's a good option for me.
If you're fortunate enough to buy tickets at face value, you're in good shape. If you're buying them off StubHub or Alabama Auburn right now, $296 to get you in the stadium, $923 to sit between the 40s. The cheapest game is Alabama Western Carolina, $35 a piece. Auburn has a deal on the Samford tickets on StubHub, $15.71.
$15.
Yeah. And before that game gets here, they'll be paying people to come.
Yeah. I would assume Alabama's season tickets are about the same as Auburn. I mean, is that all set is the same?
Yeah, roughly the same price. Your donations, I think, is higher at Alabama. There's a waiting list at Alabama for season tickets. Auburn glad to sell them to anybody
that'll take them. Yeah.
What would you guess, other than the Auburn game, the highest price ticket on Alabama's home schedule?
Their home schedule. I would have to look.
It in front of
I don't
so
have it in front of. Okay. Okay. Let me ask you this: is LSU at home or away?
I don't know. I would guess it's away by who the highest ticket is.
Okay. Then my next guess will be the Florida Gators.
Florida Gators is it. To get you in the stadium, 173. To sit between the 40s, 565.
And that was.
Can I look for you sitting between the 40s?
Yeah, but the 40s would be drawn off in my den.
Highest price for Auburn is the LSU game, of course, $141.
$18.
$421 to sit between the 40s.
$18 to be on the field with a headset. Calling plays.
Come on now, you're sounding like Eddie
Grant. Oh, I'm sounding like Eddie, aren't I? Oh, man.
How about the SEC championship? To get you in the door, what would you guess?
$1,200.
$341 to get you in the door.
$1,200 to get a seat.
Yeah. $1,760 if you want to sit between the 40s.
$1,760. You know.
Now that will come down because I sit between the 40s at a.
It wasn't at Auburn.
No, we. I'm not going to say what we. Well, we paid $700 a ticket.
Per ticket.
Per ticket.
You're a sick man.
Hey, you got to have it.
You.
Now, it's understand. It's a fact. This don't come around for Auburn that often. So.
It's a fact. If we were to give you the test that Barney gave Otis, you remember that one? Looked at a butterfly.
Yeah.
You would say it's a bat,
it's
just
a bat.
Like Otis did, because you are mentally ill, Jason.
But it is a bargain compared to the Super Bowl.
Oh, well.
First Super Bowl in 1967, tickets sold for $12 each, and it was not a sellout.
Have you ever been to a Super Bowl?
Never. Probably never go to one.
No way.
No.
Most Super Bowls are horrible anyway.
Yeah, and you have to win a lottery to get the ticket. Yeah. The ticket face value is $700. If you're not lucky enough to buy it straight as it's printed, you're going to pay a minimum $2,500 up to $10,000-$12,000 a ticket.
Yeah. How would you like to be sitting outside in Buffalo in January?
No, that ain't going to happen. I'm a wimp when it comes to cold weather.
Oh, man. Wow, what the cost of a ticket.
Hey, other NASCAR news made over the weekend. Tony Stewart.
Sad news, isn't it?
Man, that's awful. I don't care what your thoughts are about Tony Stewart.
No, that's irrelevant, isn't it?
It's a terrible. Tony Stewart, as some of you, probably 99% of you know, fatal accident running over a fellow driver, 20 years old, Kevin Ward Jr. But, now, in the defense of Tony Stewart,
yeah.
Mr. Ward was out of his car, out in the middle of the track,
coming
doing what
track.
He has seen on NASCAR, and this was on a dirt track.
Yeah.
But, I mean, stay in your car.
20-year-old kid.
Yeah.
Yeah, stay in your car. Because, you know, this dirt track, when they go around the corners, I mean, they're designed, they just slide. I mean, they just slide around the corners and move up to the top wall. So, gosh, he was in the worst place he could have possibly. If he was on the low side of the track, he'd have been okay.
Yeah.
That's terrible.
Terrible accident. Going to read a press release or a statement by Tony Stewart. Says, there aren't words to describe the sadness I feel about the accident that took the life of Kevin Ward Jr. It's a very emotional time for all involved, and it is that reason I've decided not to participate in today's race, speaking of Sunday's race at Watkins Glen.
Yeah.
My thoughts and prayers are with his family, friends, and everyone affected by this tragedy. And Tony Stewart, do you see lawsuit on this?
Oh, all over it. Yes, you're right. You know, as we were talking earlier, he may never be criminally charged for that. You can be rest assured there'll be civil charges.
Oh, no
doubt
about
it. And that's a lot easier to prove.
And how will this affect his psyche going into the next race?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, I mean that has to affect you in such a horrific way, knowing that's always going to be there with you, that you know that you killed somebody.
Oh yeah, yeah. I don't know if I'll get back in a race.
Yeah,
car.
And then there he is. He's a race car driver.
Right.
You know, running 200 miles an hour around a track. Wow, that's just horribly sad.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know that I would ever get back in one. If I did, I would never be the same.
No.
And which, much like Tiger Woods, if Tony Stewart never races again, he's fine.
So. Yeah, he's got his own teams and other people driving, you know, for him. So he's set financially, but you know, all the money in the world can't take away what he has to live with.
No, and that'll be something that's replayed in his mind every night before he goes to sleep.
So as far as I'm concerned, the money's not worth it when it comes down.
Yeah.
If that's the choice that you have, take the money.
Lenny, what else you got on the agenda coming up? We'll be going to a break here in the next couple of minutes.
Yeah,
what else on the agenda?
We got about
today?
1 minute until we go to break. A couple of things that we want to talk about when we come back is the big topic that's been going around, it's been tossed around for several years now, is paying college athletes to play. Pay to play.
Topic.
We'll just touch briefly. You know, it's here, school starting tomorrow for the students in Cullman County. And with that means that high school volleyball with the girls is definitely just right around the corner. Probably within the next week, they will be playing. We can just, you know, touch briefly on that. And then, of course, football, varsity football will be coming real soon. And then we want to talk about some of the top college football assistants and which ones we think are certainly in line for head coaching jobs.
And if there's any FSU fans out there, famous Jameis making news again.
Yes, he's making news again. Boy, did FSU not just set him up? Just
throw
like
him
a,
under the bus.
Hey, it's just like a ball sitting on a tee for a five-year-old to hit. Wow.
Folks, it's time for a break. We'll be right back. The number 256-737-9951. We'll be right back.
We toast them crisp, we toast them light. You can tell by the taste we toast them. They're a tasty treat, so good to eat. Delicious and light from Toastin'. Toastin'.
And you know what? We like 'em.
Andy Becker saying, keep cooking with Crisco. It's all vegetable. It's digestible.
Moolah, Ronnie.
Little Pink Floyd.
Hey, folks. This is normally the time we would announce a clue for Moolah, sponsored by People's Bank. But Cindy Wilson has broke the bank. Hey.
She's again, robbed us.
She is the winner of Where's Moolah.
She has robbed us blind. Yeah. She stripped us of our dignity.
I'm going to say it right now. Cindy, I can't beat you.
You're just offering it up.
Yeah, I've hit it everywhere.
And the clues were so vague.
Yeah, and somehow she found, I think there's a tracking device on my truck.
Mental telepathy. Yeah. She has it.
Something. But, going to announce this. Moolah is not disappearing.
No.
Moolah is taking a week off to rest. Moolah will return in some fashion next week. We may revamp the game.
It's
going to
be hard.
Exactly what we're going to do.
It's going to be hardcore.
Yeah. But Moolah will return next week, next Tuesday, and may have a different look. We're still working on that, but stay tuned. And again, thanks to People's Bank, they'll still be the sponsor. We're going to be a couple of changes in it.
Understandably, yeah. So.
Okay, Ronnie, on to volleyball.
On to volleyball. Like I say, with school getting high school getting started back here tomorrow.
You got to tell us where it was hit.
Yeah. Oh yeah, tell where you.
Yeah, I've not even told that.
We're so distraught.
The last money was hidden in a storage building at Lowe's, and it was the tallest building that was out there.
Yeah,
it was hid behind some instructions on how the building was put together, and somehow she still found it. I think the clue that gave it away was it being hotter in there than it was outside. So, I don't know. That could but be an oven still, or anywhere.
That could, so. Yeah, that doesn't give it away. None of the clues gave it. She's just that good.
Yeah. Yeah, she's that good. Thinks about it. Spent a lot of time thinking this time, I think. Then went out
and
got the money.
Police department should hire her.
Yeah, absolutely. You got it. She could get on with the police department. Sure, FBI, anybody. So, oh, that's funny stuff. But, yeah, as far as local sports, again, the students return back to school tomorrow. And while we mention that, Jason, let's just say for everybody out there that's going to be going to work in the morning or whatever you may be doing, you might want to take a few extra moments, leave a little bit earlier, drive a little bit slower, be a little bit more cautious because the buses are going to be on the road, which means your elementary kids, middle school kids, not so much high school, but they're going to be standing out on the side of the road waiting on the bus. First day, you know, it's always a little chaotic. The bus route may take a little longer than what it will a little bit later. So we would just ask everybody, please be careful when you're out on the roads and, you know, watch out for these kids because they'll be standing out there and a little one will just, they'll dart out in front of you. So leave a few minutes early and just be careful.
Very well said. Nothing more precious than those kids standing on the side of the road. So slow down.
Absolutely.
If you're a minute or two late, going to be well
worth
it.
So what?
Yeah.
So what? But with that thought in mind, we do have school starting back tomorrow, and that means the first Alabama High School athletics will be taking place will be girls volleyball. We don't play boys volleyball, so it'll be volleyball.
Why is that? No boys volleyball.
I'd have no idea. I don't know if it's because there's not enough guys. Most of them, probably, I don't know, a lot of them playing football, in many cases, your football players are not going to be volleyball.
Not gonna be the same
they're not
kids.
Going to be volleyball players. Maybe your basketball players, and baseball players will be your volleyball players. But as far as I know, they have never played boys volleyball.
What would happen?
I knew exactly what you're going to say.
What would happen if a boy went out for the girls' volleyball team?
And we've talked about this in the years past. What would happen if a boy says they want to play? Because we know the girls have done that and have played some football. Matter of fact, when I was at Vinemont, we had a girl that was a kicker, and she was a good one.
Yeah,
Amanda Gibson, I believe.
Yeah, Amanda Gibson.
Yeah, and she was a good kicker, and we were glad to have her. But I do not know how that would fare if a boy wanted to play, and especially if he was told no, he can't. I don't know.
I'd like to see
how that's handled.
I wouldn't want it to be my kid.
No, exactly. But that is coming up. High school volleyball. It is pretty big in this area. Certainly, and I know I'm probably going to offend some people because this is just kind of off the cuff. But when you think about volleyball, since I've been around here, you think of the Good Hopes. You think of the Holly Ponds. Even the last few years, I think Cold Springs had some good volleyball. All of them have had some good teams in the past, but for me, I guess when I think really of volleyball, I think of Holly Pond and Good Hope.
Yeah, Good Hope, a powerhouse in volleyball from years past. I know when Brittany was playing Good Hope, it was dreaded when he went to Good Hope.
Yeah, and it was that case. It's that way most of the time. And Holly Pond has had really good volleyball teams, as well. So that'll be the first thing, sport wise, kicking off. But girls volleyball. I'll tell you who's dominant. Which they're not in our county. They're close to us, and that's Addison. Oh my goodness! I mean, they've won. I don't know how many state championships they've won in volleyball.
No, I didn't realize that.
I mean,
Winston County at one time was real strong.
Yeah,
in volleyball.
Addison is too. So, anyway, that's the first sports we got coming up, and I'll do a little bit more research, and we'll get some names and all that kind of thing, and we'll try to report when they start playing. Who the winners are.
We haven't even talked about this.
Yeah,
but I guess we will be rating the volleyball team. We say we're going to do a rating in each sport, so I'm going to have to do some homework.
That's right. We'll have to do a little homework, get that started, and we'll have to find out. I know all the high schools, the local high schools here, or the Cullman County schools, all play volleyball, but I don't know if Cullman Christian plays volleyball. I know they play basketball.
And not long after that, the football will be in there. I think you said the 29th.
The 29th is when high school football kicks off. It sure does, which is just, it's just right around the corner.
Oh, yeah,
about 2 weeks. About 2.5
weeks
or so, yeah.
Man, it's my time of year.
That's it. When it, hopefully it starts cooling off a little bit, and you know they put the pads on, and we start playing some football. Be exciting.
Nothing better than that.
That's right.
Unless, well, there is. When you get into football deep in the season, basketball started too.
That's right.
Basketball. Now that's the best.
That's the best time of the year. And then when those are over, and of course I like to watch the NBA playoffs. I'm not so much into the regular season, but once you have that time period, boy, it's just there's nothing that I really enjoy. Yeah,
Rory McIlroy has made this a little more exciting than
normal. He sure has. You got that right.
You do have some Atlanta Braves fans.
You do, and my son is one of the a huge Atlanta Braves fan. And I mean, we'll go over occasionally, you know, and watch a game maybe once every 2 or 3 years or whatever. But I'm not a huge baseball fan.
Oh, talking about, well, we've got one on the line now.
Oh, is he going to start?
He's a regular, and he may be calling from
Tally,
the Everglades.
Tally, is he's from the Everglades.
He's somewhere.
Hey, he's down there with old what's-his-name on Swamp People, Troy.
He may be with Burt Reynolds in Deliverance. Tally, are you with us?
Yeah, I'm with you, buddy.
Hey, I seen the pictures. Where you at today?
Well, right now I'm coming in. I'm coming in from down there below Jacksonville, below other side of Gainesville. You see the pictures I sent in on Facebook?
Yeah, I saw that.
You see how high I was?
Yeah.
From all the people? I wasn't getting out the back of that gator.
that's some different folks in it, Tally.
Hey, I'm telling you one thing. He said, hop in here. He said, I'm gonna go down there. He said, Turn it off,
Tally. It's just work.
I turned it off.
You gotta get your priorities straight, Tally.
I said, he said, hop in my gator. He said, I'm gonna ride down there and show you the lake. He said, I gotta get some of this peanut butter where I can put it out there for them bears, to eat.
Bears.
Yeah, he had 21,000 acres of a hunting club down in there.
Wow. I didn't even know they had bear down that way.
Yeah, they got them down. I said, what do y'all hunt? What do y'all hunt down there? He says, bears, deers, and pigs.
And pigs.
You know, 30 old hogs, them old Razorback hogs,
yeah.
He got a 30-06 between us and a 44 pistol in the little glove compartment that gator. I said, these guns are loaded, ain't they? He lagged. He said, yeah, they loaded. It's the hunt club, ain't he? We got down there, Jason. I looked down there. He said, look here. Look down here beside us. And I looked down at that gum. It was a 200. He said it was a 7-foot long, 200-pound alligator. That thing popped up right there beside that gator.
Hey, did you jump astraddle of him and tape his mouth shut?
Mm-mm. I stayed right there on top of that gator. Right in that gator. Then he was out there, and old Males was out there swimming around the edge. He told me, he said, I'm fixing to build a cabin right here. He said, I'm going to give you my personal phone number. He said, I want you to come down this spring. He said, I want you to stay a few days in my cabin. I said, oh, trust me. I said, I'll come down, and I'm going to stay in the cabin.
Yeah, you won't be out seeing the sights, will you?
Yeah, they was naming that slough down there. They was calling it. They was calling it Water Moccasin Bayou. I thought, Lordy mercy. but what the funniest thing is, Jason, this is a sports talk station. I was in that gator, and this guy pulled up pickup truck, and he had this girl in there, and that guy asked this man, he said, asked this other gentleman, he said, where you been? He said, well, I took over to therapy. She said, she's done grown so many inches, I'm having to have her muscles stretched out or whatever he was talking about. And I said, I looked at her and I said, well, what grade she in? She said, the ninth. I said, Lordy mercy, ninth grader. She's a big old girl for a ninth grader. And he said, yeah. So we just kind of drove off a little bit. And I asked that guy, I said, what does she play? She said, oh, she plays softball. She said, she plays softball. I said, is she good? She goes, oh, yeah, this college is looking at her. They major college is already interested in her. You know, UAB is one of them.
Well, not bad for a ninth grader.
Anyway, we pulled back around there at the shed, and I got out. She was sitting over there in the truck, her and her daddy. I walked up just cutting up with him, you know, and I said, you know, Alabama's got a good softball program. She turned and looked at me, and she goes, that's where I want to play.
Hey, I can be for Alabama softball.
Hey, I just looked at her. I said, roll tide, girl. She said, roll tide. Hey, all them old people there, they had all Gator stuff on, Gator sunglasses and stuff. Well, she was in Alabama. She said, I want to play for the University of Alabama. Her name's Haley Phillips.
Haley Phillips.
Harley Phillips. I'm sorry, Harley. Like a Harley Davis, that's what she told me. And Phillips. I said, well, I remember Phillips. There's a lot of Phillipses around the house.
Tony, what were you doing in that part of the country?
I was delivering a building down there. I'll put it this way. I was delivering a dog house.
A dog house?
A dog house. And it went on back to this 18-wheeler.
Okay, must be some big dogs.
Hey, just the delivery payment was nearly $10,000. So you can imagine what that dog house is.
My dogs are here and this, they're abused.
It's bear dogs. He said he's got some bear dogs. It runs in bears for him. He raises them, and that's what he hunts with.
Good grief. Man.
Sure does.
Sometimes, Taddy, people like you, they've got more money than they know what to do with, so they buy big dog houses.
Hey, I delivered one here a while back. It was a two-story dog house. Sure was, buddy. Hey, $30,000 for the delivery. That was just a dog house.
For a dog house.
Yeah, sure was.
Now, you're not delivering these two-story mobile homes, are you?
No.
Are you not delivering something else, are you?
No.
Is it a dog house just
yeah.
Is that just a code for something else? Tally's dog house?
Yeah. Yeah. I got off phone with old Mark Freeman a while ago.
Oh boy, you didn't make good use of your time there.
he told me, I'm sitting there making Sherman Cowper some money drinking grape of coke. That's what he told me.
That sounds about par for him.
I know.
Oh, man.
I know. Hey, my old buddy Gwen hadn't called in. He had your 22.
No, not yet. I think he's laying low today.
Oh, he's laying low. You know, I'm going to tell you this one story, and I'm going to get out of here. But I got to go to Birmingham, and my time runs out, so I got to get him a motel in Birmingham because I can't go to Garden City. My time's running out.
Your time's out. Yeah.
Yeah.
Wow.
Hey, we're just sitting there. I went and worked out with him other here a while back. I had this old green, you know, light, bright green neon shirt. Well, you probably see him on Facebook making fun of me.
Yeah.
Hey, did you not see them pink? Did you not see them pink bathing suits he had on down there?
I did see that.
He is sitting there making fun of my green shirt and him wearing that come pink. Bathing suits,
now. Oh, under that picture, Tally, it didn't say taken from Atlanta, did it?
No, it might have had. It might have had.
Oh,
hey, boys, is the discussion about volleyball today?
Well, we touched on it, and we're going to get on Famous Jameis here when we come back from break, so you need to listen in to that.
I'm down here. I can't pick it up. I'm driving.
Tune in. Tune in on your phone.
They was a big. That's what they was talking about down there at down at that hunt club yesterday. They was talking about old James.
Yeah.
Yeah, they was all talking about him.
That's what we're gonna take off on here in just a few minutes.
All right. Well, I want to tell you something. I want to give a shout out to the Lady Eagles, Coach Frank's Eagles volleyball. I try to make it to most of their games when I'm at home.
Yeah.
Hey. Just tell them I'm pulling for them, rooting for them.
We got it, Tally.
All right. We'll see you later, Jay.
Thanks, Tally.
All right. Bye.
Okay, folks. Tally, a regular, and he's calling Eddie out on the pink shorts, so I'm sure we'll hear from Eddie if he heard that. But right now, we're going to go to a break. The number, 256-737-9951. We'll be right back with you, talk a little bit. Jameis Winston.
Here's a message of importance to millions of people who are continually pale and washed out, weak and run down. Doctors will tell you that these conditions are often caused by a deficiency of iron, the iron you need to build healthy blood, to keep your body function properly, and to keep you physically fit and mentally alert. Ironized yeast tablets provide you with a simple and effective way to get the daily iron your body requires. Ironized yeast is a concentrated iron tonic combined with high-potency brewer's yeast, one of the natural sources of vitamin B1. And every daily dose of ironized yeast gives you more than your daily minimum iron requirement in a form your body can easily use and put to work. Of course, pallor and weakness can come from other causes, so see your doctor regularly. But medical studies show that 2 out of 3 women, particularly those between 15 and 50, and many, many men, lack sufficient iron. So if you're not getting the iron your body needs, if you feel weak, run down, and are easily upset, get new pep, vigor, and color for only a few pennies a day. Start taking ironized yeast tomorrow. When you suffer from irregularity and take mineral oil for relief, chances are that you get only halfway.
Well, Oscar Otto, the loquacious limousine, and in top form.
Sure, Arlo, and it's because I'm equipped with an Autolite electrical system.
Ah, then you must have an Autolite starting motor, generator, battery, coil distributor, and a set of Autolite spark plugs, plus all the other important parts that go to make up the complete Autolite electrical system used as original equipment on many leading makes of our finest cars, trucks, and tractors.
Oh, you bet I do, Arlo.
That means every unit and component part of your Autolite electrical system is related by Autolite engineering design and manufacturing skill to give the smoothest performance money can buy.
That's why my owner always insists on Autolite original factory parts.
And friends, you'll find it pays to insist on Autolite original factory parts for your Autolite equipped car. Because from bumper to tail light, you're always right with Autolite.
Soon you'll be able to walk into your Admiral dealer's store and confidently buy the style radio or radio phonograph you want. The selection of Admiral radios will be complete. There'll be radio phonographs with the famous Admiral exclusive features, slide away that makes loading and unloading your record changer so easy, and the foolproof Admiral automatic record changer. There'll be consoles and table models and newly designed cabinets of fine woods and modern plastics. There'll be farm sets and portables in many styles and sizes, including the popular Admiral Bantam, the camera-type radio that operates on alternating current, direct current, or self-contained batteries. There'll be new electronic refinements and AM, FM, and shortwave reception. And now about television. Admiral's extensive research assures television receivers with true Admiral quality. So, whatever you want in radio, you'll find it in an Admiral, America's smart set. You can get a very good idea of what Admiral will offer if you're right for a free copy of the new full-colored booklet entitled It's a Promise from Admiral. Just write your name and address on a penny postcard and mail it to Admiral in care of this radio station. That's all. Just your name and address mailed to Admiral at this station.
Shallow. so that I can feel the rain.
Welcome back to Sports Talk Live, and one of our favorite times of the day. It's time for Out in Left Field.
Way out in left field.
Hey, we're spanning the globe. That's as the wide world of sports.
As the wide world of sports. You got it, Jason.
Our first story comes to us from the state of South Carolina. Now, moms, take into consideration, we're talking about a 15-year-old kid here who probably is not using the best of judgment.
Yeah.
But South Carolina mom calls cops on 15-year-old son after finding porn. A mother in South Carolina called sheriff's deputies on her son this week after finding porn playing on the living room TV. According to Spartanburg County Sheriff's Office, deputies were dispatched to a residence Tuesday afternoon after a distraught mom called 911. Now, not only did she call the police, she called 911.
This is an emergency.
She stated that she entered the residence and her 15-year-old son was in his bedroom. Her daughter turned on the TV and porn was on the TV.
To her horror.
Yes. According to the report, the 40-year-old mom immediately turned off the TV, ushered the 2-year-old daughter out of the room before calling police on her son.
Did she call the police because she knew she was going to kill him and just, you know, giving up to start with?
The police, to shorten this story down, the police more or less told the mom that they didn't know of a South Carolina law that had been broken, and she proceeded to demand a report and documents be filed on her son for this case. So I don't know if that's on his record.
His permanent. That's going to be making it tough on him, you know, if he applies for college and, you know, they list there are for if he ever tries to be employed, you know, and you have to list, have you ever been arrested or whatever.
Yeah.
I mean, is he going to have to list that?
He was reported by his mom, my 15 mom, years old.
My mom had me arrested.
Who is a local real estate agent, it says. And the police department said it is a first time that someone has called 911 for this. Said it's... Is it unusual for a mama to call police on teenagers looking at porn? And the police chief just simply said, yeah, it is. Not much you can say other than that. So.
And that was in South Carolina.
In our day, Ronnie, that would have been taken care of with a good old belt thrashing
right.
Or something.
Can you I know I can remember that sound as my dad was pulling that belt through those belt loops.
It would have been us calling the police.
You know that sound?
Yeah.
And you know it, you just start screaming before you ever start getting beat with it. Because you know what's coming. Oh, man. Hey, here's one, and I have not even read it. I just pulled it up, and it showed up. It says, this is in the UK. So this is not here.
Is that at the University of Kentucky?
Yes. Well, that's still not here. That's up there where they play banjo music. You know, paddle faster, I hear banjo music. Hey, this one titled, Bungling Thief Caught After He Stopped to Urinate on a Wasp Nest in a Bush. it says a thief was caught after he accidentally disturbed a wasp nest. Now, I'm looking at the picture of this. I don't care if you're in UK, if you're in England, if you're in Africa, if you're in Canada. This ain't a wasp nest. This is the dreaded hornet nest. A thief was caught after he accidentally disturbed, they call it a wasp nest, while urinating during his getaway at a court heard.
So he didn't stop to do that on the wasp nest.
He was
in the area.
Yeah, he was in the area.
Okay, I feel better about him now.
Yeah, yeah. Jamie Brown, 29, was caught by cops who saw him crying in pain. Brown spent 6 hours in agony at the Leeds General Infirmary before being discharged and appeared before the magistrate today. Leeds Magistrate Court heard Brown had attempted to take off with the 200-pound fish tank, but as cops swarmed the area, Brown relieved himself in a bush home to a nest of wasps and fled the crime scene, catching their attention.
Hey, you ever got stung by a hornet?
Son, they'll take your head off. Oh, it's brutal.
It's bad.
I've heard people say they've ran over and or disturbed them, and they would fly into a tractor if they were mowing, and they would dent the tractor. Have you ever heard that?
I've heard that.
I don't know if it's a lie, but I've heard it.
Can you imagine what they did to him?
Oh, you won't tell. Hey. Wasn't any need to send the dogs in to look for him, because there was squealing, just moaning. I wonder what other adjectives can we use that the hornets lit him up.
And you know the swelling had to be bad. Oh. It had to be awful.
Yeah, I wonder if he took a picture. Oh man. Caught from urinating on a wasp nest.
These next stories are going to pale in comparison to that. But in China.
Every time we hear bzzz, it's you got to cover up.
You know it. You ever wake up running and you know, hey, this is not going to be my day.
Absolutely.
You have that feeling.
Every morning.
It's not going to be my day.
Especially when I have to know I got to get up and go to work.
A man in China can take this to a new level now. He's walking down the street. I'm just going to kind of tell about this. 57-year-old Chinese man, XYZ, I don't know how you pronounce his name, walking down the street, a knife is blown off of a rail 8 stories above him.
Blown off of a rail.
Yeah, it was laying on the rail, and the wind's blowing. The knife gets off balance, falls 8 floors.
Oh, my gosh.
Strikes him right in the top of the head.
And like a
in
cartoon.
The picture, yeah. He's sitting here with the knife stuck in the back of his head. Now, there's somebody out there right now in Coleman said, you know, that ain't funny. That happened to me one time.
If it did, please call. We want to know we want to know the whole story. My goodness, one didn't kill him.
Yeah. Hey,
that's a matter of time. I wonder how much those people who are good at whatever physics, could somebody figure the speed that thing was falling?
Yeah. I mean, he said that all he could do was scream, "Oh, my head," and you can understand why.
Well, that goes without saying.
Of course, he didn't say it in the same way I said.
Well, of course. My goodness, 8 stories. That's up there now.
Oh, yeah. And the knife landing point down to hit him in the head. Now, that's not your day.
Ooh-wee. Wow. And
also, this man, not his day. Naked man on tricycle arrested for alleged cocaine use.
that's just shocking. I can't believe that the guy with no clothes on would be on a tricycle and would be under the influence.
But riding the tricycle was the least of his problems, because the 31-year-old was found naked under a stairwell chewing on glass.
Chewing on glass. I mean, I've asked for people, hey, you know, you got some chewing gum? You know, you got a cert?
That's some bad stuff.
I mean, wait, I'm never asking about it. Hey, you got the bottom off a Coke bottle? Oh,
y'all
my
are missing
goodness.
Out on the actual picture of the guy. He's looking at.
Yeah, if you looked at him, it wouldn't be a surprise. This man would be chewing on glass.
Oh, man. Now, this is his favorite part, the bottom. Hey, I got another one. I got one more, Jason. And it is pretty much, it's been out there today, from the walls to the eating glass. This one took place in Massachusetts. And the title, the heading of the article, naked man brandishing leaf blower terrorizes neighborhood. The article says a Massachusetts homeowner was arrested Monday for open and gross lewdness after passing motor spotted him, leaf blower in hand, doing yard work in the nude, according to the cops. As Richard...
You don't do your yard work at work?
I'm just going to ask you, Jackson. You live back off of where, you know, where there isn't anybody there. And
I could, but I'm afraid of the hornets.
Yes, I bet you don't go over and urinate in the woods, do you? Says, oh, Richard here, he was working on his curb appeal on his home. Several vehicles were slowing down, taking photographs, according to the sheriff's department. Now, here's your visual. This guy is 69 years old. He's 5'7", and he's 260. Wouldn't that be a pretty sight?
Oh, yeah.
What's this guy do? Does he get up, get a shower, and he looks out, and he say, well, you know, it's a little overcast, and there's a little breeze blowing. I believe I'll get my leaf blower and just get out here and work on this.
I don't know.
I mean, wow. That's what I'm saying. Hey, on top, what if he had asked his wife, hey, did they deliver those shingles, that bundle of shingles? I can get up on that roof. I got to put down them shingles before it starts leaking in the house. Could you imagine that? That you're roofing a house and you don't have any clothes on?
Hey, that would be some burning. That would be some burning.
You talk about some skin up.
Aloe vera wouldn't do it.
No, goodness, no. Oh, that'd be awful. Yep, Massachusetts.
Hey, once again today, Ronnie, we proved that out in left field usually consists of being naked, drugs, or alcohol.
We can't get away from it. I mean, as hard as we try, we cannot get away from those specific topics.
Oh, wow. That's going to stay with me for a while. That one may haunt me.
I'm bringing me a fly swatter up here. I don't, like I was saying, don't leave home without it.
Hey, right quick. Before we head to break, we got a little bit of time, so let's talk about Florida State throwing Jameis more or less under the bus. And
wow.
You want to tell everybody how it was done?
Well, basically, here's what happened. They did a, I guess for lack of a word, a hashtag, a Twitter account or whatever, and it's hashtag Ask Jameis. So you could send him through Twitter any kind of question that you wanted answered, and he would answer you back. It doesn't take a Rhodes Scholar to figure out, especially when we're talking probably college kids, where this conversation or these questions are going to go.
Yeah, that one took a south turn fast.
Yeah.
Not talking about a man that has a spotless record.
Yeah, I'm going to say, I mean, they just set him up to be absolutely hammered by really funny questions, you know, for him to answer. Why they would do that to him is completely beyond me. You know, these people, you would think that, I mean, they're reasonably intelligent people.
Yeah, you would think so, running a university.
Yeah.
Here's a couple of tweets or hashtags. I'm not into all that.
Yeah, I'm not either.
But one post read, do you know that you have to buy one to get one free at Publix? Another read, who gave you better protection last year, your offensive line or the Tallahassee Police Department?
You know those are college kids that are sending that kind of stuff in.
This was doomed from the start.
I mean, how ridiculous to even think that's going to have a positive outcome for O'Jameis. He's not squeaky clean.
No.
You know, I mean, he's...
I mean, I wouldn't want that done to any...
No.
No matter how clean
no,
he is. Because you
no.
know, like you said, college kids, you can imagine what's going to be...
Oh, you got it.
Out.
I mean, so FSU, what do you expect?
And if I was a college kid, I would have probably been one of the ones doing that.
Oh, you better believe it. I'd have been blowing it up, you know.
At the national championship game last year, we got there a little early, went to the Auburn tailgating section. As you went into the Auburn tailgating section, they were passing out blue and orange whistles with a little piece of paper attached.
Yeah.
A couple of different sayings.
Yeah.
But my favorite was, it's almost dark. Do you know where Jameis is?
Oh, man.
And so they've had a year to think about it, and so they have come up with all kind of things. And if you want to read more about that, you can probably do so at ESPN. I think they had an article about it.
What was the purpose? I mean, was it just something that, you know?
I have no idea what the
positive
of that should
have been.
It says the department attempted to engage fans on Twitter by soliciting questions to be used for a video on the team website. Now, that's... You know, the questions that will be used on the team website will be questions made by the department.
Ah, oh, man, I tell you what, I hate that for Jameis.
Yeah, it bothers me. That's another one I'll lose sleep over.
Yeah, I know that really tears you up. About like getting stung in a bush.
Hey, college ball, and it's all fun and games. Read today the top 10 college football towns, Auburn and Alabama, making the top 10.
Top 10 college football towns.
college football towns. When college football is going on, these are the top 10 towns. We're going to go down them real fast before we go to a break.
Right. Yeah.
Number 10, Morgantown, West Virginia. Number 9, Auburn. Number 8, Clemson, South Carolina. Number 7, and I can't imagine this being real exciting, Eugene, Oregon. 6, Columbus, Ohio. 5, Tuscaloosa, Alabama. 4, Lincoln, Nebraska. 3, State College, Pennsylvania. 2, Norman, Oklahoma. The number 1, Ann Arbor, Michigan.
Ann Arbor, Michigan.
Ann Arbor, Michigan.
And again, that is the top college football towns.
Right. Now, what that says, I don't know, because, you know, you always hear about Ole Miss tailgating the Grove.
I've always heard about it. I've never been over there. Have you ever been over there?
Never been over there.
I've never been there.
I hope to make that trip.
They say it is an absolutely gorgeous campus.
Yeah, I hope to make that trip this year.
I would like to see that.
Wow. Well, if you'll buy me tickets, I'll do it.
Yeah, it won't be any problem. I got you covered.
Hey, $500.
Hey, chicken feed, baby.
Folks, going to a break. We'll be right back. Going to remind you the number again, 256-737-9951. 5 o'clock, time for a break.
You're listening to Live 95 WRJM LP Coleman.
Not so many years ago, tomato soup and cream of tomato were unusual dishes, enjoyed very much, but not very often. Today, of all the soups in the world, tomato soup is the one most often served. Not because women have taken to making tomato soup frequently. No, on the contrary, few housewives ever attempt it anymore. There's just one reason for tomato soup's popularity, and it is this. The magic, matchless flavor of Campbell's tomato soup. There's a lively verve, a dashing zest about this flavor that people take to at once and come back to and enjoy again and again. The first racy taste of it has a way of arousing a desire to eat, and yet there's a pleasant feeling of satisfaction when the last spoonful is gone. So this soup is a happy choice for the main dish at lunchtime or at supper, and it also is a fine way to start the day's main meal. Serve it sometimes, too, as cream of tomato, made with milk instead of water. You can always be sure that it will be received with pleasure, because this, of all soups, is the one people like to have most often, Campbell's Tomato Soup.
This program is brought to you by the makers of Popsicle, Fudgicle, and Creamsicle, those delicious frozen confections on a stick. Now I have a swell surprise for you. The famous winner of the typical American boy contest has now become Popsicle Pete. And here's a message from him.
Hello, everybody. I sure am glad to meet you. And boy, am I glad I was picked to be the typical American boy, because now I'm Popsicle Pete. I always wanted to be on the radio, and now I have a chance to tell you about some wonderful presents you can get free. See, you ought to see them, hundreds of them. You get them just for saving bags from Nifty Popsicle, Fudgicle, and Creamsicle. Some gifts, even better than Christmas. You can get a wristwatch, a movie camera, table tennis, a wallet, a doll. Gee, lots of gifts. Just save the bags from Popsicle, Creamsicle, and Fudgicle on a handy stick. Boy, do they taste good.
Wholesome, too, and nourishing. Made fresh every day of the finest ingredients. The biggest 5 cents worth anywhere.
And say, kids, get the free illustrated Popsicle gift list at your ice cream store. A free coupon comes with it, worth 10 bags.
Back with you on Sports Talk Live, 5:03 on a Tuesday afternoon, a little cloudy, hoping for a little rain.
We need some more, don't we? Thank goodness we got some over the weekend.
Bring it. Folks, can't stress enough, Auburn fans need to call. We have been bombarded with Alabama people calling.
Yes.
And it's only two people, but it's still...
They are just wearing it out.
And no Auburn representation.
None.
But I think that will change as we go, especially as we get into a couple of the other discussions.
You're going to rig it, huh?
Yeah, we'll rig it. We'll do whatever we have to get Auburn
there you go.
On here.
That's right.
Ronnie, something interesting has came up the last few days, and pay for play.
Yeah.
This has really been brought about the last 2 or 3 years. The university's making a fortune off the likes of Johnny Football, Cam Newton, the stars,
but they say they're now in
to be fair, some universities are not making anything.
Hey, speak of War Eagle.
Do you have a War?
We've got
do you
one
have
online.
A War? A number one.
So this is going to be our first true Auburn caller.
Is she a War Eagle she's right War behind Eagle. You?
Oh, she's blue and orange.
She's blue and orange.
Sheila, are you with us? Uh-oh. Don't tell me she took an early flight. Sheila, you with us?
Can you hear me?
I can hear you.
Okay, I'm driving around, so I may lose you.
All right. Let's hear a War Eagle for Ronnie.
I am a War Eagle all the way.
I hear you.
You're a first, Sheila. You win the door prize today.
No. There's a lot of them around here. I got news for you.
You're going to have to con them into calling.
No, they'll be calling when they hear me calling. Eddie will be calling as soon as he hears my voice. Hey, Jason, can I say one thing right quick?
Yes, say anything you want to.
I want to say volleyball will never be the same without my sweet friend Sam.
Yeah, that's true.
One of the best coaches ever.
Yeah. I agree with that.
She was just a good lady. Good lady.
Yeah, she's missed by a lot of people, not only at Cold Springs, but around the county.
Yeah.
She is, and she was a great teacher, too. One of the best.
Yeah.
One of the best. Yeah. But anyway, this James Winston thing, I read all those things, too.
You got to admit, it's funny.
It is. And I get so upset about it sometimes because I'm one of those people that Google things. There was so much evidence against him in that rape case.
So you think Tallahassee Police Department did protect him?
I don't know how far to go on this, but if you'll Google it, and I don't want, people can Google it themselves. There was drag marks on that girl's feet. There was video that got accidentally erased on two people's phone. I mean, if you just go and Google it, I mean, I don't know. Only him and God knows that, and the girl,
Yeah.
But
yeah,
there was so much evidence.
So, if he had not been an athlete, do you think it would have turned out different?
Well, probably so. And a lot of people was under the impression that she waited till he was famous, but she didn't. She had pressed those charges. I'm sure he was sort of popular, but, it came down to she couldn't testify, and that's the reason they dropped it, because there were so many death threats to her and her family.
That says a lot about our country and our society.
And, I'm not saying he could be innocent. He's a kid.
Right.
I have two boys, too, But I don't think it was investigated correctly.
But we're not talking about, when we talk about this case, we're not talking about stealing crowd legs from the public.
Right. And I hate to say this, people go yell at me. It's not like smoking a little pot either,
Right.
Right.
Hey, back in my day, smoking pot was something else, and that was one of the few things I never tried.
Right,
but
back
then, it was something else. Now, it's more like drinking a beer or something.
Well, smoking pot and like I say, drinking beer, that's what you do to your own self, to your own body.
Right.
This is what supposedly or possibly you did to someone else, which changes the ball game altogether.
It does, and what makes it so bad is And like I say, he could be innocent. I'm not saying he's guilty, but that's why so many women do not come forward.
Right.
Yeah.
And I agree with you 100%. Guilty or innocent, I think the whole case would have been handled differently if he hadn't been a Heisman Trophy candidate, a starting quarterback at FSU.
Yeah. It's sad, too.
If that had been Jason Spiegel or Ronnie Barnes, you can bet
we wouldn't be doing this radio show.
I don't think either one of y'all would have put yourself in that place.
No, we'd be screaming like a guy got stung by them wasps.
Hey, we'd be wanting them to arrest us, keep away from our wives.
You got that.
I will tell you this, Auburn will be the national champion.
I hear you.
I was about to ask you, Sheila, give me a prediction on what kind of year you think Auburn's going to have.
I just think they're going to have a great year. I do. Last year, I'll tell you, it's the first year you can ask anybody. I picked us winning. You didn't even ask Jason. 3 or 4 games.
Yep.
That was what I had us picked winning last year.
You picked Auburn to win the national championship last year?
No, I had us winning 3 or 4 games.
Oh, okay. Well, I would agree with that. I'd be more in agreement with that.
But I just think, unless something awful happens or something, I just think we're going to do great.
Speaking of awful, what about Nick Marshall? I know you and Eddie went back and forth on Facebook about this.
We did, and he is sitting out the first start of the game, right?
Yeah, he's sitting out. How long? Who knows? But He won't start.
Well, you know, in my opinion, I hope not long. I know it was wrong, but like you say, it's a totally different thing than a rape charge or a, you know, it's just different. It shouldn't be probably, but it is.
Oh, yeah. You're talking about two different, completely different classes
completely
of charges.
And, you know, he may sit him out longer than we think, and I don't know, but...
How long do you think he should sit him out? Not, and I know you're a huge Auburn fan, and Jason is too, but for you to be satisfied, what do you think's fair?
You know, really, probably the first whole game. I will say, if we're behind,
there you go. That, you know, see, that's something Jason and I was talking about the other day. If you're going to suspend a kid, why not suspend them for a game? I understand. We know it's all about, you know, wins and for the coaches, mm-hmm. and I got that. They make lots of money and all those things. But that's what we were talking about. You know, you sit them out for a series or you sit them out for a quarter. You know, why don't you just sit them out for a game and really make a statement?
Yeah, and I do believe that too. But like I say, I'm the first one to say I don't want to lose the first game. I don't think we would lose without him.
Right.
But, you know, then you think, I don't know. I mean, I would say a whole game. I really would. But
I would agree with you.
I'm kind of like you, Sheila. If I'm ahead, I sit him the whole game. If it's hot, I play him.
And you don't think the world's going to know what's going on with that. Hey, Sheila. I got a question for you. If Auburn's going to lose a game other than the Alabama game, and I think Alabama's going to beat Auburn, okay? I know you and I would disagree on that. But let's take the Alabama-Auburn game off the table. Who else do you think could possibly beat Auburn?
Oh, you know, that's so tricky. But, you know, I wish I had the schedule right in front of me, but I don't. man.
We've got South Carolina at home, LSU at home.
Yeah, you know, South Carolina, I'm going to tell you, South Carolina always scares me.
They're good. They're going to be strong.
Or
do you think they're going to run the table?
I think the coaching scares me there more than anything. I think he's a great coach.
Yeah.
And, how far along is the LSU game? How far down the line is that?
I think it's October the 4th or somewhere in there.
So how many games will it?
It's about a month.
If I had to bet right now, pick one, that's who I'd pick.
Okay. All right, let me give you the schedule. I got it right here, Cindy.
Sheila,
I'm sorry.
Cindy
won the money. Cindy, we have nightmares about Cindy, Sheila. She's broke. She's broke us up.
I'm gonna start hanging out with her, actually.
Well, see if you. I'm sure you'll want her to take you to Tunica.
I do think LSU's will be our biggest.
Very, very well could be.
I know you said not Alabama, but of course Alabama's going to be
that.
You know.
Yeah. Here's their schedule: Arkansas, San Jose State, Kansas State, Louisiana Tech. LSU is on October the 4th, so that's the fifth game. Mississippi State, then South Carolina, Ole Miss, Texas A&M, Georgia, Samford, Alabama.
You know, there's so many in there that can scare you.
You're right.
I mean, even if you're good, there's Georgia's going, you know, Georgia, LSU, like you say, South Carolina. I mean, there's so many in there that you just never know with college football. And I don't even like to say anything like until I watch the first couple games and watch everybody play the first couple games.
Mm-hmm.
Because
you
never know. You know, everybody thinks Georgia's going to be great this year, or that's what I've been hearing.
I've heard the same thing.
I just don't know.
I think they've got – they're like a lot of other SEC schools that Jason – and, of course, we're going to talk about this sometime – is they've got to determine whether they've got a quarterback or not.
That's true.
There aren't many – you know, this year the SEC is not dominated by good quarterbacks as it has been.
Mm-hmm. And I'll tell you something else you don't leave out of the play. You don't leave out of the play that everybody's going to be going after Gus in Auburn this year.
They're not going to sneak up on anybody, that's for sure.
No, but the thing, I mean, your moment, you know, if you have people say, boy, I want to beat them because they're just talking and, you know, Auburn fast and all this kind of stuff, it gives kids more momentum to play harder.
Oh, that's I agree with that completely, Sheila.
And it's just, you know, you see these billboards everywhere, Auburn fast, well, all these, they're hating us already.
Yeah. Hey, that's the way we want to be, though. We want to be the hated team.
We do?
Oh, yeah.
Now, listen, and I'll tell you this much, too, and Jason can vouch for this. If my Auburn Tigers do not get to the national championship game and Alabama does, I pull for them.
You pull for whoever they're playing.
I holler and cuss at that TV for them to win, just like I was.
She will pull for Alabama. I can't go that
Jason's
far.
He's not going to do it.
Well, I do it. You know, do it. And it's just, I mean, if Auburn can't have it, let it stay in Alabama.
That's what I think. But Jason,
I mean, go back and forth. Auburn 1 year, Alabama 1 year. Yeah, I mean, I'd rather Auburn win it.
I agree with you. Jason's communist, though. He won't go for that.
And Ronnie's just talking a good game because he don't know you as well as I know you.
No. Listen, Brett is for Auburn and whoever's playing Alabama.
As most are.
Yeah.
That's my Brett.
Both sides.
He's awful. He put T-shirts on my little grandson, whoever Alabama's playing. You know, it's awful.
Oh, man.
Hey, Brett's beeping in on me. Why is he beeping in on me? Is he not calling there?
He hasn't called yet. I think they tell him if he don't call, Eddie will sure enough be calling him out.
I don't know, but like I say, I just think that Auburn's going to have an awesome year. I really do.
I hope so. I hope you're calling back right after the 1st of January, and we're talking about the national championship
and not being
game.
And not being mourning for when you call in.
Right.
Oh, no. I mean, it's just... I just think they've got it going this year. I really do. I think the coach, you know, the question you asked the other day, Jason, I did not think that was a stupid question.
No, it wasn't, but it threw Eddie right where I wanted him.
he almost had a coronary over that one. I think they had to get the pads out and put on his chest.
We can't argue the fact that Saban's a great coach. I mean, but Gus is a great coach, too. I mean, he's different. You know, he's just...
And honestly, only because of age, if I had to pick one right now, I would still take Gus over Nick Saban, because Nick Saban may be out before too long due to age.
You know, Eddie got on there. I've known Eddie for, oh my gosh, I don't even want to say how long I've known Eddie, 40 years. But, you know, he gets on there and say, you know, one second beat him. It wasn't 1 second. I mean, they could have beat us the whole game, you know?
And the only thing that really matters is what the scoreboard shows at the end of the game.
It is. You know, I'm one to second guess, but I don't care how many field goals your kickers miss. If you have two chances on the 20-something-yard line at the end of the game, you kick the field goal.
Yeah, and if you can't, you don't deserve to win, do you?
You think he would have missed two more?
I don't know. I tell you, as bad as it got for Alabama trying to kick field goals, I don't think they had a soul that could have kicked an extra point. It got so bad. I hate it for them.
Maybe put that one guy in there that he tried to kick that. Why didn't he try him?
I agree. I could not agree with you more.
And then, really, you've got to have at least one guy, fast guy, if you're trying a 60-yard field goal, that can try to catch the guy that catches the ball.
Yeah. It was just, you know, it was a magical year for Auburn University, and that just topped it off right there. That was just the cherry on top of the sundae right there.
We might hear that play again for today.
No, we're not going to play that again.
It really was a magical year. And like I say, it's the first year I went down the schedule, and I had us winning 3, 4, 5 games at the most.
Yep. And probably I think most Auburn fans would have been thrilled if they'd won 6 games and got to any bowl.
Oh, yeah. If we went bowling, I was going to be happy.
Yeah.
Oh, I would have. I would have been thrilled at 6 games. I mean, but you know what? They came out and surprised us. And
miracles happen. Jesus walked on water.
That's right.
The fish would see another miracle. Well, I don't think it'll be much of a miracle this year, I guess.
No, they're not going to sneak up on anybody, that's for sure.
They're not. But anyway, it was good talking to y'all guys. I've got to get off, but... You know.
Well, let's hear a big War Eagle before you go. We appreciate you calling, but I've got to hear War Eagle.
Oh, yeah, War Eagle.
Thanks.
And like you say, let's pray for all the safety of these kids, these football kids starting out, these high school kids.
Yes, ma'am.
My grandson's playing Pee-wee or Fire Plug, and I am just,
I can understand.
But it was good talking to y'all.
Thanks for calling, Sheila.
All
right, bye.
So Auburn is represented.
Auburn is now on the board.
So
we can put a one.
We can put a big one in the Auburn.
Still the
column.
Big goose egg.
Yeah.
maybe the big goose egg will reappear on November the 29th in Tuscaloosa.
It very well could.
I don't even think.
I don't think Auburn's going to be.
You don't think it'll be
scoreless.
Auburn with a good thing?
I don't see either team being held scoreless.
No, I don't either.
If it is, I would bet for entertainment purposes only, it's not Auburn on the alt side.
Yes. Well, maybe so.
Hey, folks, coming up on 520, the number again, 256-737-9951. Number 22, must have heard Sheila, and he's on the line. We're going to take a real fast break and be right back with Eddie.
So much about Magic Touch, Campana's new cream makeup. Is it so very different from other makeups?
It's so different that you'll never believe how much prettier it will make you until you try it. Magic Touch is a cream complexion makeup that you apply with your fingertips. No powder puff, no water. You can use it anytime, anywhere. And it literally performs magic for your complexion. Gives you that new complexion loveliness that women are demanding today. The unmade-up look. Magic Touch provides a feminine, delicate, fragile makeup beauty. The Dresden doll-like complexion that women are seeking.
What does it look like?
Magic Touch is a wafer-thin cream in a beautiful white and gold compact. It offers you six new complexion-flattering shades. All you do is stroke your fingertips across the surface of the cream, apply to your face, and blend. Magic Touch contains a new magic ingredient that causes it to blend better than any cream makeup yet invented.
Do I use powder, too?
No, if you want the new luminous effect, and I don't mean shiny. Yes, if you want to give your complexion a matte finish. Either way, Magic Touch gives you a new, flawless-looking complexion.
Is Magic Touch very expensive?
Surprisingly inexpensive. You get a large-size, classic, golden-white compact of Magic Touch for only $1.
I'm going to try it tomorrow.
And believe me, you'll never know how pretty you can be until you do. Yes, ladies, thousands upon thousands of you from East Coast to West Coast have said how glad you are that your favorite hand lotion, Italian Balm, is back again in the stores. Made exactly as it was before the war.
I know a lot of children who are glad, too. Children's hands, wrists, and legs get chapped so easily in winter. And Italian Balm is so soothing, so protecting on children's tender skins.
Men also are glad to have Italian Balm back again. Men don't like dry, chapped, red, beefy-looking hands any better than anyone else. And they know that Italian Balm, rich, concentrated, clean-smelling, is the lotion to use in the wintertime. It's so different from thin, watery lotions.
So economical, too. Remember, just one drop serves both hands.
Today, Italian Balm offers the same pre-war quality, same pre-war quantity at the same pre-war price. Can you beat that for hand lotion value? Try it tomorrow. Italian Balm. Scratching and irritated skin can cause serious infection. If you're troubled with skin irritation caused by eczema, hives, winter rash, use DDD Prescription, the cooling antiseptic liquid that brings relief from irritating skin discomfort almost instantly. Ask for DDD Prescription. Trial bottle, 35 cents at any drugstore.
Hi, Daddy, Mary, is anybody home?
Gabby Langley's always bringing home news. She had big news some time back, after the toothpaste test she was in. So was it good news, Kathy?
Great. After 2 years, my group had 21% fewer cavities, but Crest.
Do you know what the other group used?
It was the Crest formula, but without Floristan.
Sure, everybody brushed the light.
Uh-huh, including after lunch at school.
Crest, like Kathy's, make Crest the only toothpaste recognized effective by the American Dental Association. Here's a statement of their therapeutics council. Crest has been shown to be an effective, decay-preventive dentifrice that can be of significant value when used in a conscientiously applied program of oral hygiene and regular professional care. In your dental program, have regular checkups. Watch between meal treats. Brush often. With Crest. Remember it.
My group had 21% fewer cavities. With Crest.
Five 24. Welcome back to Sports Talk Live, and Eddie has endured the Crest commercial. So, Eddie, are you still with us?
Yeah, can you know? You I'm have so 21% proud of Sheila for calling.
Less calories.
You know,
right.
I am proud enough. BJ has a little bit in him. Maybe he'll call up himself.
Hey, you got to know she represented Auburn well.
She did a good job.
Now, Ronnie, I guess you and I got to talk here.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah.
So understand with Sheila.
Yes.
If you steal from a teammate, you got some stolen property, your dad tries to shop, you either didn't know or you're just a kid. Okay.
Yeah, man.
You know, you're just a kid then.
Yeah.
You're just a kid. You know,
that's right.
Matter, you're a kid. Don't let Sheila don't lie. You don't want Nick Marshall to set the first game. He's just a kid who made about his 1,400 mistake. Okay? He's just a kid. He hasn't learned yet.
Hey, thank goodness probably his juvenile records are sealed.
I know. You know? This way, God, we're smart enough not to get caught.
That's right.
But the thing is, if you're an idiot selling cocaine in the parking lot in Tuscaloosa, you're an idiot, yeah. Okay? You're not a kid. No. Throw your foot down like they did.
Yeah.
Just admit, if you got dummies like Indicator pulling guns beside somebody's ear, you're an idiot. I don't care if you played for Alabama, you're an idiot.
Or in the NFL or anywhere
NFL
else.
NFL with Oakland or whoever you wanted to play for. I don't care who you play for. If you're an idiot, you're an idiot.
It's hard to hide that.
I know. It really doesn't matter. And as far as the pink shorts were concerned, I had to get off Facebook. The women happy about those pink shorts. just tell Tally, you know, that's what happened with the pink shorts.
Hey, he is wearing you out on that now.
Ah, yeah, he is. You should have seen how weak he was when I had him work out and ask him how many times he showed out and showed up after his first time. That would be, I have not seen him again. I've seen people make fun of him, not show up. It's live. The guy shows up. He looks like he was in an Olivia Newton-John video.
Playing a little Let's Get Physical.
He did. I'm surprised he didn't have the headband on. That was all he did.
That was my next question. The headband.
I'm serious. That's all he was missing. I videoed him. I'm sad I erased it now since he called me out on it. It was just funny. But yeah, I hadn't seen him since. I guess that was maybe last fall. It was before we lost to Auburn. I think so. That's how long ago it was. All right, I'll get you guys to rate something. You know, over the last few years, I've been to most home and away games. Tell me, and you know, I'm just Jason. You know, I'll come on here and do what I do. But going to a game, I'm very quiet and very reserved.
Yeah,
may have on an Alabama shirt. No, I really am. May have an Alabama shirt. Where are the three worst places I've been abused in the SEC since I've been to just about every stadium now?
The three worst
stadiums? Just for wearing a shirt, nothing else.
I'm going to say the first one would be at LSU, Baton Rouge.
Okay, give me two and three.
I figure Auburn's going to be in there somewhere, Eddie. If you're wearing an Alabama shirt at Auburn, that's not good.
Okay, number three?
Was that number three?
No, it was number three.
Oh,
and I'm going to tell you what it was.
Okay, and the third one in the SEC...
Tennessee?
There you go.
Okay. The three worst experiences I've had in the SEC, starting number three, was at Arkansas.
Arkansas?
When you go around into their side of the stadium, all the students, I guess, who can't get tickets, they sit up on a hill, and they just cuss you like a dog. And, well, you know, at that time, that's when we had the big winning streak, so all I could do was tote up number one. I said, that's all I need to say, and just kept walking in.
Right.
The second worst experience was the blackout in Athens.
I can see that.
Oh, I remember that, yeah.
Terrible, terrible. I've never had a guy come up about 2 inches of my face. I was getting some paper towels because I was there with my boss. She spilled a soft drink, and I was getting paper towels, and I got about 2 inches in the FU in the face. Needless to say, he wouldn't walk back.
Right.
But, you know, that was the second. And by far, the worst stadium, and I'm not the only one who said this. I've talked to most people that are there. I've attended in the SEC after an Alabama loss. Was in Columbia, South Carolina.
I would have never guessed that.
By far. We had people that I talked to had flags torn off their cars. You have to walk past this fairground, and they just sit there, and you are cussed the whole way. I finally looked at one guy and said, you guys need to learn how to win a big game. I said, you know, you come to Tuscaloosa, you're treated with nothing but class down there. And I go, you know, and I said, you guys, I guess it's just because you never won one. And
right.
It was the worst worst experience I've ever had in a college football game, including never really had a bad experience in Auburn or LSU. You know, just besides the usual just ribbing.
Yeah.
But, yeah.
I would have never guessed South Carolina.
Yep.
South and Carolina. And after the Georgia game last year, I can easily agree with you on the Georgia because of everyone that come into Jordan-Hare Stadium, by far the most rude fans were Georgia fans.
Mm-hmm.
And my seats were in an area that was mixed. Just above me was the visiting team most of the time. And Georgia fans by far took the cake. Ugliest, most vulgar mouth I've ever heard at a college football game. And that, I sit right in the middle of Alabama fans. Never heard anything like that.
Yeah, and I mean, the same with me and with Auburn fans at the game. You know, it was, like I said, last year after the kick return, shaking hands. Everybody was kind. The only really one person I saw out of control was a Bama fan. But it was just, you know, I couldn't believe it going to Columbia, South Carolina, and that was the worst. And I'd run into people after that, and I'd go, can you believe this? And one lady was telling me about how her son just got abused of like a 15-year-old kid because he was wearing an Alabama. It was unbelievable. But yeah, I was very disappointed in both the Georgia and the South Carolina fans. Wow. The Arkansas, it was more the student section just being
students.
You know, bad for where you walk in because where they have to sit on that hill to watch the game. But yeah, these were adults at a lot of the Georgia and South Carolina.
Right. You know, you can kind of look over it a little bit when you're talking about college kids, because that's just what college kids do. You know, they're basically kids. But you know, when it turns into adults, I mean, come on, be an adult.
Yeah, I mean, as long as I can feed my kids and keep them in college tomorrow, I'm okay. You know, the sun's going to rise. You know, even after that 1 second. And the four missed field goals, whatever it was.
Yeah, the sun still came up.
The sun still came up the next day. You know, I was still able to put food on the table.
That's it. That's what it's all about.
You know, and so it was just, but I thought that was the most interesting experience ever. But yeah, I had to call out Sheila, you know, Sheila. But I will give her credit. She does pull for Alabama when they're not playing Auburn, which I do not. you know, pull for Auburn when they do not play Alabama.
You and Jason are the same boat. I mean, your boat's just different colors.
Yeah, well,
Jason,
I will pull for Alabama.
Jason says
three
he does.
Games.
Jason says he does. Now, he just really don't, but he says
no, he does not.
I actually did pull for Alabama in the bowl game last year against Oklahoma. That's one of the teams that I will pull for Alabama against. Plus, for entertainment purposes only.
You know, and Ronnie, I need to ask you a question.
Yeah.
What do you think about how unfair it is for the offense to have the unfair advantage in college football right now with this new found soccer plus kind of play?
Yeah, let's get back to the line of scrimmage and snap it in a hurry.
Yeah, because, you know, we don't want to man up and line up against you because we can't allow the defense to substitute.
That's right. Eddie, next you'll be wanting
a timeout
between exchanges on a basketball court. Defense time to set up.
Can the umpire not set up? Well, can the umpire not set up in front of the ball to let them substitute? Why does the offense have to dictate?
Right. Yeah, but if you had to line up and just play football as we all grew up and seeing football play, I don't think there'd be any contest.
Yeah,
but we don't do that. If we played basketball like it used to be played, it's changing times. We don't give defense time to set up. Defense can't call a timeout in basketball until they get the ball, and then they're the offense. They dictate the play.
Well, isn't there like a 30-second clock? You know, I don't know. You know, there's got to be something that I didn't agree with the 15 seconds before the snap kind of deal.
Right.
How's the rule in the NFL? How does that work?
I have no idea.
The umpire stands in front of the ball.
That's right.
Until the defense.
And honestly, I don't care how the NFL.
Because the way it's played right now at Auburn is benefit to Jason. Yeah.
Learn to stop it.
You know,
somebody will.
We'll play soccer plus, maybe a little cross.
So you're telling me you're paying a coach $7 million a year and you expect rule change. Why can't he just figure out how to stop it?
Well, why did I say rule change? I said nothing about
it.
Alabama
will take
Auburn.
A rule
I
change.
I said nothing about Alabama Auburn. I said an unfair advantage to an offense.
That will take a rule change, though.
Because the defense.
At least you're not trying to sell it as Coach Saban did, and it being a safety issue.
Actually, that was Brett. Bell's Beulah, this guy that's really come out hard, maybe takes the credit for it because he's saving.
Hey, that's kind of like playing basketball, Eddie. If it goes out of bounds, hey, the first team that gets it, they just keep playing with it.
Yeah.
We don't throw it in. We just keep playing. Like P.E.
You know, I think so. And so, you know, the good thing, I'm sitting by Brett Johnson, who's Sheila's son. We're at the county tournament, maybe the area tournament last year in basketball. He said that, now, according to my rules, they had to walk the ball half court, and they could actually speed it up a little bit after that. You know?
Yeah.
So,
that's a whole different game now.
I know. And comparing football and basketball, that's apples and oranges, by the way.
Right.
You can't make that comparison, but that's at all. But I didn't know, Ronnie, I never got your opinion on that because Jason
may be. So oh, Jason's, he's loving it. He's just licking his chops, you know. He's standing up in front of the TV, running, you know, making his movement, arms. Get it up, get up there.
He's
going to
say he's in the other room, get the offer not listed, sending emails ahead of time, you know, kind of do anything to cover up. He's probably typing that email while we was talking. Yeah, look, I wrote this.
Hey, Eddie, it don't take a lot to figure out where you're going to come from. It's all going to be red and white.
Oh, man.
So, Roddy, what do you think about it?
Oh, I think it's – I don't like it. I mean, I don't think
it's – Of course not.
I don't think it's football.
Because you're a football purist.
That's right.
You're correct.
Line up and let's see who's the better man.
Let's go back to the leather helmets. I mean
– Listen to him. Just because we're old enough to play with them, don't mean we have to go back to that. But we do play regular football.
But, you know, that's just me. I don't like it. I like to let's line up and let's see who's better up front.
Yeah, I agree. And talking about this pay for play a little bit that you guys were talking about earlier, me being a Jack State graduate, I hate it a little bit simply because, you know, even with the playoff system now where Jack State's leading off with Michigan State this year, you know, that's a money game for them. In the future, you're not going to get this. And there's no way that schools like, you know, these whatever subdivision, whatever they're called,
that's right,
double A to me, they're going to be able to play. So either they're going to have to go to the super conference like we talked about before and separate the two so these schools don't have an unfair advantage. But, you know, these money games are very important to the Jack States of the world. You know, playing Florida State, you know, playing Georgia Tech.
That's right. It keeps them afloat.
Playing Ole Miss. You know, that pretty much makes your budget for the year.
You're trying
to survive. And now with the new system and the new pay-per-play, it's going to be very, very, very difficult for the UNAs and the West Alabama Livingstons, still Livingston and Meade, Troy's, to compete into this thing.
I agree with you.
My thought process on that.
Yeah, I agree.
I mean, if we just had, you know, the major conferences and that's all we had as far as football, it makes sense. But, you know, there's just a lot more to it than
there
that.
There's a lot more kids involved.
And they're already being paid pretty well.
Yeah, they're getting a scholarship. You know, and Jason, when I was down at Livingston, I understand because we didn't have time to have a job. I mean, we practiced. We had to be at dinner. We had to be at breakfast. We had to be in the film room. I was so bored, I'd count how many times they'd run the same play. It can be like 100 times a play when you're watching. And, you know, and you didn't have time to work. So I get, you know, the little bit of stipend money because we couldn't afford to get a part – we couldn't get a part-time job so we could go to Pasquale's or whatever was down there in Livingston. There wasn't much. But, you know, it is tough, you know, and you do need a little bit. But it's if you're getting where you're having to pay these $5,000 a kid or whatever, it's going to be tough for the smaller.
Well, yeah, you're opening Pandora's box because not only football, then you've got basketball, baseball, gymnastics.
You got to play everybody.
That's
Everybody. Title IX. You know, you can't just do it for one, not the other.
You got that right. And for most schools, or for a lot of schools, they just don't have the cash flow to be able to do that.
No, I mean, I sit there and my buddy, he's assistant athletic director at Jack State, Ed Lett, he's actually a Hall of Fame quarterback in the state.
Yeah.
You know, and I just see him every day just about pulling his hair out trying to raise money, you know, to get there, just trying to keep these programs going.
Exactly.
And it's not an easy task for these guys.
Agree with you.
So that's it. Well, all right, guys, I'm proud of Sheila for calling. Sheila, if you're listening, I'm proud of you. You're not scared. I still believe you couldn't use the phone in the beginning, so I know I have to come in there and teach you how to use it so you can get on the air. But it was good talking to you guys, and we'll talk to you
soon. You too, Eddie.
Hey, thanks, Eddie.
Ma'am. Thanks, guys. All right, bye-bye.
5:39, and we've had a caller trying to get in and hasn't been able to get in, but it's actually Brett Johnson, who's also wanting to get. Eddie is bringing out the Auburn fans, that's good.
He's thrown the gauntlet
down
to him.
We want a discussion. Hey, well, I don't care if it's...
What does it take to wake people up?
That's right.
It's like the people in this country. What is it going to take to wake this country up?
Yeah, hey, that'll preach.
You got that right, baby.
Folks, before we preach, we're going to go to a break. The number, 256-737-9951. We'll be right back.
On Sports Talk Live 95.5.
Maybe you're sort of tired of eating the same old thing day after day. Maybe you'd like to try something different, something delicious, something with a marvelous flavor that just knocks the spots off any other cereal you've ever tried. Now, if that's the case, why don't you ask your mother to let you have a big bowl of crackly, crunchy, golden brown Wheaties flakes tomorrow morning? Ask your mother to let you have a cereal you'll really like the taste of. Ask her for the big, husky cereal for wide-awake fellows and girls who not only start things, but who see them through. Your mother will be mighty glad to let you have Wheaties, too. For most any fellow's or girl's mother wants to see them eat a big bowl of a nourishing whole wheat cereal every morning. And your mother probably knows, too, that authorities now recognize that Wheaties supply the very same amount of heat-producing units you need to help keep your body warm these cold winter days as a cooked cereal does. So you can be sure she'll be glad to let you have all the Wheaties you want to eat this winter, if you ask her for them. Remind your mother to always look for the famous seal of acceptance of the Committee on Foods of the American Medical Association whenever she buys Wheaties. That seal means much to her. It tells her that Wheaties are a pure product, honestly advertised. And another thing, remind your mother that lots of grocers are featuring Wheaties and bananas now. Ask her to get some of each next time she goes to the store. Try that delicious breakfast combination tomorrow morning. You'll say it's swell.
Try Wheaties. They're whole wheat with all of the brands. Won't you try Wheaties? For wheat is the best food of men. They're crispy, they're crunchy the whole year through. Jack Hampton never tires of them, and neither will you. So just buy Wheaties, the best breakfast food in the land.
Five 5:41, and we're back, Sports Talk Live, after a lively discussion with Eddie, Tally, Sheila. Still looking for one caller, Brett. Maybe he'll call in if he hadn't got football practice going. But, Ronnie, talking about the pay-for-play, let's hit on that a little more. What's your thoughts?
My thoughts are, you know, as Eddie touched on just a minute ago, I don't see how that could ever be effective. I don't see how it could ever work because, yes, you do have some schools who do turn a profit and probably financially may be able to accommodate those kids with a stipend of some kind, but you got the vast majority of your college programs. There is absolutely no way that they can come up with that kind of cash because a lot of them, they go in the hole anyway.
Right.
So, you know, again, we're not just talking about football players with a stipend. We're talking about basketball, baseball, softball, track, anything that any athletic team at a university would be deserving of the stipend. It'd be interesting to know if we come up with a random figure, if we could find out how many college student athletes there are at Auburn that are on scholarship and figure up how much it would cost the university to give them that stipend.
The face value of the football ticket goes from $90 probably to $150, $160.
You got it. And here's my next question. I thought about this when I was sitting at home. Would that also include band?
It would have to. It would have to.
How many people are in the band?
There's a bunch.
200 or 300?
Yeah.
You know, 200 or 300?
They keep marching out. I mean,
right. So, I mean, you know.
Because if you don't include the band, the first thing that's going to happen is you're going to have a lawsuit file that's going to be tied up in court, and you're going to end up paying the band. But,
you know, I don't know the legalities of that, you know, if they're.
We're going to find out because it's happening.
Yeah.
We're going to see how it goes.
I don't see how it could be successful. And I understand what Eddie was saying about, you know, they don't have time, you know, to get a part-time job, you know, because their time is so limited. But, you know, I also understand the fact that, you know, as far as eating, their meals are covered. You know,
the food truck.
I mean, Oklahoma's got the food truck out there, so nobody's going hungry.
No, but what do they do for spending money? What do they do for movie night, for bowling night, or whatever college kids are doing? Yeah. I'm sure it's not bowling night.
Right.
What do they do for their entertainment money?
Yeah.
I mean, around here, most kids would have entertainment money, but a lot of these inner city kids don't have the money.
Yeah,
to go out, and I don't know what the answer is.
I don't either, but I don't. Just for me, paying to play, I just see that opens up a box that is much larger than schools could ever be able to accommodate.
What if you have a Johnny Manziel situation where his jersey number outsells everybody else? It's clear cut. That's the star.
Sure.
Do we give him a percentage of his jersey sales?
Right. Whereas if you know, a kid that doesn't get in the game, you know, they never sell a jersey except to the parent, maybe.
Right. But the first thing that's going to happen, every kid is going to want their jersey number printed on a jersey.
Yeah.
In hopes of selling a jersey somewhere down the line. Yeah. I don't know.
I just don't see how it's, you know, here's what I would say. By looking at those college athletes, they ain't none of them going hungry.
No. None of them hurting for a meal.
Right.
You don't see none of them at the Jimmy Hill Mission Center down in Birmingham.
And they don't see them standing in a soup line, do you?
Somehow, and I will say this, Alabama and Auburn both, they seem to, once they get on campus and if they're the star, they seem to drive nicer vehicle
than I'll have ever been in.
Right.
You got that?
So
that is
how
that
do they
is
afford
so
those vehicles?
Yeah. So if they can drive that, hey, they can afford to go down Crystal and get them, you know, $5 worth of food.
And Alabama fans, Auburn fans, if you're sitting there telling yourself, well, my school don't pay players, you're fooling yourself. You have to pay to compete these days, and that's it may not be the coaches that we discussed, but
that's
boosters.
That's what you have boosters for.
With a $1,000 handshake, it happens.
Yes, it does.
What else we got, Ronnie?
Hey, I got I looked over a list, and for some reason it was just defensive coordinators who are ready. They say that are ready for a head coaching job.
I bet we can get Kirby Smart on that.
He is on that list, exactly.
Hey, we got another caller. Before we get that, let's get Joe is on the line. Joe, you with us?
How you doing, Coach?
How about it?
Hey, Joe.
Before I give you my 2 cents on this, I just want to say what a great job I think you're doing. You seem to be a natural.
Jason keeps me in line and keeps me going. He keeps me motivated, Joe.
Yeah, and Jason's doing okay.
Yeah. he's the brains of this outfit.
Oh, man, we're in trouble then.
Well, hey,
it's bad.
We do the best we can, Joe. Just like you did raising those heathen boys of yours, you do the best you can.
That's right.
Oh, hey, Joe, we were just talking about paying for play. What's your thought? Do you have one on that?
Well, you know, here's my thought. You know, if you just use the average of $25,000 for a year of college education, I know maybe here in Alabama you can get away with that a little bit easier, but $25,000 is a pretty fair number.
That is a fair number. Very fair.
So if you just went to school for 4 years, that's $100,000. If you know, what could a college athlete make, or what does a kid in college make? $5,000-$6,000 a year if they're lucky, if they're working at McDonald's?
You're right. Yep.
Just think about how much money that $100,000 that they don't have to spend. Just think how much money that's saving them after they get out of school.
That's right. And they don't leave with student loans, do they?
No, sir. And if they take advantage of it, they've got my nephew went to Nebraska.
Yes.
I mean, he got an education at the University of Nebraska, and not only that, you get the network that you can and the prestige from, you know, being a student athlete. You know, you've got doors that will open for you.
That's right. That wouldn't open for just an average college kid.
Yeah. So you know, I know it's tough on them, and you know, maybe there's a way that you could find them to where they can make a few bucks somehow to go to the movies or, you know, go out to eat, take the girlfriend out, but paying them, you know, you're opening up a can of worms there that, you know, there's people that are dying to go play college sports. And, you know, and that education that you get, for the most part, not many of them move on to professional athletics, but the education that they get, and if they take advantage of all of the opportunities that you get, it is. And, you know, some of this stuff, you know, as you get out of your freshman year, you know, if you live off campus, they're going to pay you to live there. So, you know, there's ways that they can make some extra money maybe by, you know, sharing an apartment with somebody, and now they got a little bit of extra spending money and stuff. And, you know, you got to keep it legal and stuff like that.
Sure.
But I'm telling you, if those kids take advantage of it, that, you know, $100,000 in student loan debt is going to cripple you for 20 years.
You got it. That's exactly right. Hey, Joe, and here's one other thing. Let's just say we have two students from University of Alabama that's graduated. One of them played football, one of them is just a Joe Blow student. Let's say they're both trying to get into law school and there's one slot available. Who do you think is going to get in there?
Oh, I know who's going to get in there.
You know, so there are so many advantages beyond just the thrill of being able to put on a college uniform.
Yeah.
Hey, Joe, and like you said, there is kids dying to go and put those uniforms on and play without pay. So if these kids don't like it, hey, fill that jersey with somebody
else.
That's
it.
But that will never happen because we know, as we talked about the other day, coaches have millions on the line and they're going to get the top talent. It don't matter if they had to pay it.
Sure.
Here's a way I think you make it look that. You know, maybe you offer up, you know, a $2,000 student loan to athletes. So let's say you're playing football at Alabama, your school's paid for and stuff. Well, maybe they make a provision where you're able to get a $2,000, $3,000 loan, and then you're just in the same boat as everybody else, right? So, you know, maybe you get that $3,000 for your, you know, life expenses other than what football or baseball or lacrosse provide, and you know, maybe that's how you skin that cat, and you're not paying them, because then they got meat in the game that they got to stay in school,
right.
They got to do well, and you know, you're still giving them an avenue if they want to partake in that. If they came from a inner city or you know, like my kids came from poor parents, you know, they could. You know.
Hey Joe, that may be one of the best ideas you've had.
That is certainly a great idea for discussion, Joe. Because I hadn't thought about that, but I like that.
Well, hey man, sign me up. Give me a job with the NCAA. Get me a six-figure income, and I'll figure it out for all of them.
There you go.
And you can do it, Joe. You're a jack of all trades, man.
That's right, baby.
All right.
Well, hey, guys, you're doing a great job, and I try to listen whenever I can. So keep up the good work.
Hey, thanks, Joe.
Thanks, Joe.
Hey, man, keep call us now.
So, old Joe Notre Pace. Dame fan.
I should have asked him about that. Yeah. How does he think the old Notre Dame Fighting Irish are going to do?
Yeah, we need a scouting report, Joe,
and
on Notre Dame.
And he is a diehard.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Notre Dame fan.
So. That is not one of Alabama's favorite subjects.
No, it's not, even though they waxed them, you know, in the national championship game.
Yeah, Joe, close your ears now.
Yeah, so yeah. Exactly.
Runny is talking off subjects.
Oh, man. Hey, we're down. It's 5:52. We've got about 8 minutes left. What I want to talk about quickly, Jason, and then we'll go over some things for Thursday. This was the top assistants, and for some reason they do defensive coordinators that are ready for a head coaching job, top 10 assistants. So if I can get this to scroll. Here we go. The number 10, and I'll go through these quickly. Again, defensive coordinators that are ready for head coaching jobs. Rob Smith, Arkansas Razorback. Some of these people, I don't know who they are. You may know who they are, all of them. I don't. Jeff Collins, Mississippi State. That's tied for number 10. Number 9, Chris Ash, Ohio State. Number 8, Lorenzo Ward for South Carolina Gamecocks. Number 7, Bud Foster, Virginia Tech Hokies. He does a really good job. I mean, I know all these guys do.
Yeah.
He does a heck of a job. Justin Wilcox, USC Trojans. Dave Arnotta at Wisconsin, the Badgers. Number four, Brent Venerable from Clemson. Number three, and this one kind of surprised me. Don't mean to be throwing off on it, but number three pick for a defensive coordinator who's ready for a head coaching job, Jeremy Pruitt, Georgia Bulldogs.
No, I don't get that one.
No, I don't understand that. I mean, I understand, hey, he was at Alabama and he worked with Saban for
today
several years.
Today is our anti-Georgia day.
Exactly. Last year he was a defensive coordinator at Florida State and, you know, was part of a winning a national championship. Now he's moved over to Georgia. For me, I don't see it right now. Maybe if he turns Georgia around defensively, because they were not good.
No.
They were not good at all. I mean, I think they, you know, averaged probably giving up 20, 25 points a game. If he can make them much more competitive defensively, maybe he's on that list. But, you know, right now I just don't see it. The number two pick, Kirby Smart from the University of Alabama. And the number one defensive coordinator who's ready for head coaching job, Pat Narduzzi, the Michigan State Spartans.
You can't get him as a head coach because nobody can pronounce his
name. That's right.
Nobody can
pronounce his name. Michigan State was the number one rated defense in all of college football last year.
I take Kirby Smart over all of them.
I would too.
When Auburn was looking for a coach, that's who, as bad as I hate to say it now, was hoping for. I think they made the right hire, but
sure.
I was a Kirby Smart fan at the time.
Well, you know, you look at his body of work. If Alabama doesn't finish, honestly, if they don't finish in the top two, three, four defensively, for them, that's been a unproductive and unsuccessful year. That's how high they have set the standard defensively.
You're right about that. Folks, 5:55, now 5:56, time rolling by. Going to remind you about being at Grumpy's August the 28th. We'll be at Grumpy's from 4 until 7. Come out with us at night and eat a bite, drink
you got
a bite.
It. You got it. That's right. Tell your buddies, you know, let's get a big crowd there at Grumpy's and have some fun.
And did learn today we're getting some more freebies to give away.
Sweet.
Made a little deal on that, so we're going to have, I'll tell you about that after we get off the
you
air.
Got
I can't
it,
mention
man.
It right now, but we sure will have some more freebies. So, folks, if you like freebies, you like good food, Grumpy's will be the place to be August the 28th, 4 to 7, the night college football starts.
And the game comes on at 5 o'clock. That's Texas A&M and South Carolina.
Yep, Steve Spurrier, the old ball coach.
That'll be a good one. Do you know if that's at Texas A&M or is that at South Carolina?
I don't know right offhand.
Doesn't make any difference to us, does it?
Hey, folks, remember live95coleman.com. We'll feature the show on demand 30 minutes after the show ends. If you want to go back and listen to part or all of today's show, Ronnie, you and I like to do that and see where we goofed.
See where we messed
and
up.
See where we might could improve
it.
Yeah,
and my kids, the boys always catch me if I do something.
Yeah.
They make me sick.
Bring them up here.
Yeah, and so then they just
it's
see
easy
it.
To do it at
they
home.
They sit there like a buffoon. They wouldn't say a word.
Also, you can check us out on Facebook. You can check out Live 95 Coleman on Facebook or Sports Talk Live on Facebook. Please visit the website, Live 95, Coleman's independent radio station. And running Thursday, we've got a plate full.
A plate runneth over.
A plate. It is going to be running over. We're going to have Alvin Bressler, Auburn receiver, played with Pat Sullivan, Terry Beasley. He's going to be joining us.
That'll be
for a
very
short interview. At 5 o'clock, going to change his time a little bit. Dan Vostua with Campus Insider will be calling once again.
The Encyclopedia of Knowledge.
He has got it. He has got it going on. So,
unbelievable.
What we talked about the other day, he can not only tell you the scores, but can tell you the weather conditions during the game.
What size of uniform they wear and helmet size and shoe size. Yeah. We also have Rex Chambers will be with us around 5:30 for a local fishing report, what's going on the lakes. Also, Jason, we're just having a couple of minutes. I want to invite people to go on ESPN, click on Fantasy and Games, scroll down till you see College Pick'em, click on that, and then we have a group. It's called Sports Talk Live 95.5. Play along with the games. I know it's still, a couple of weeks till we kick off the season, but the first week is already available for you to select your picks. So join us. I think we've got, seven, and I've got to set up an account where I can play. But set up an ESPN account. It costs you nothing. And let's get a bunch of folks on and play the college.
That'll be some more freebies.
That'll be some more freebies. That's right.
Hey, folks, and I think I forgot to mention, I told you to visit our website and visit our Facebook page. I forgot to mention the site. That might help.
That would be just a
website,
tidbit.
ColemanSportsTalk.com. ColemanSportsTalk.com. If you're on Facebook, look for us, Sports Talk Live, and you'll find us at one of those places. Got some good articles on our website to read. A little information about Dan if you want to read up and see exactly where he's coming from.
Dan the man.
So, folks, be sure to join us Thursday as we're going to have Alvin in and Dan and Rex. It's going to be full.
You got it. Thanks for those folks that called in. We appreciate it.
Yes, sir. Callers are starting to pick up, and so who knows what will happen next.
You got that.
Join
right.
us Thursday, for right now we're going to get out of here. It's 6 o'clock. You're listening to Live 95, Coleman's Independent Radio Station.
Yeah. Another one bites the dust. Another one bites the dust.
The all-new Live 95, WRJM LP Coleman.
Ain't no way to explain or say how painful the hangover was today. In front of the toilet, hands and